Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Metz. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
This shiur will be Ezes Hashem beyond Sukkah Daf Nun Hei, and we will start with the Gemara on the bottom of Nundalat Amabez, where the Gemara brings a Mishnah at the end of Shkolim. The Mishnah explains that when they bring the Evarim of the Karbanis onto the Mizbeach, they would not bring the Evarim up at one time to put into the Ma'aracha. Rather, they would place it down before they would bring it up. They would come back later and bring it up the entire way to the Ma'aracha. The Mishnah mentions three different Karbanis: the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, the Karban Musaf of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And there's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos how to be gairus the Mishnah. And Be'ezes Hashem, we will try to clarify the different shitas and their reasons. Rashi is gairus chelvei tamid shel shachar. The tamid, the chelev, the evarim of the tamid shel shachar nitanin mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. The tamid shel shachar every day was put on the bottom half of the kevesh on the eastern side. V'shal musafin nitanin mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mayriv. The evarim of the korban musaf report on the bottom half of the ramp towards the Mariv, closer to the Heichal. Taisus is Gairis, the opposite. The Chelvei Tamid Shel Shachar were in the bottom half towards the Mariv, closer to the Heichal, and the Musafin were put Mechatzi Kevesh Ulmata Mizrach in the eastern side. So before we discuss the Pshat and the Machlokes between Rashi and Taisus, the Rishonim discuss, why does the Mishnah say that they put it on the bottom half, on the lower half of the Kevesh? So the Russian Tamid on the Aflamet Aleph on the base says two reasons. The first reason, he says, is that we know that when they put down the Evarim on the Kevesh by the Tamid Shel Shachar, they went afterwards to the Lishkas Hagazis to say Kriya Shema and to be Mispalel Ritzei, that the Karbon should be Oilel Reach Nichayach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rosh that if they put it mechatzi kevesh ulamala on the upper half of the ramp, rechayshesh, that they might end up being makdirit before they daven. They might forget and go bring it onto the ma'aracha and be makdirit before they were mispalel that the carbon should be l'reach nichayach, and therefore they put it mechatzi kevesh ulamata. The second reason the Rosh says is we want the aliyah to take the evarim from the kevesh onto the mizbeach. We want it to be a davar chashuv in the eyes of the kohanim. There's even a man de amar that holds that it needs its own pious, it has its own lat, and therefore in order that it should have chashivas in their eyes, so we left it on the bottom half so that the kohanim that are taking it off from the kevesh to the ma'aracha are doing a davar chashuv. The Mikdash David at the end of Siman Dalid, he explains that mechatzi kevesh ulamala, once you put something on the upper half of the ramp, he brings rayas from Gemaras that that's already considered the tchilas haktara, that you already started being makdirit on the mizbeach. And we didn't want even the tchilas haktara to do before we were mispalel that the korban should be l'ratzayin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the three reasons that are given why they put the evari mechatzi kevesh ulamata. Now we have Rashi's girsa is that the Tamid Shal Shachar was placed on the bottom half of towards the east, and the Musaf was put in the west. Taisus is girsa the opposite. The Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Ravid, they ask on Rashi. There's a Mishnah Mefureshes in Tamid Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that says like Taisus. The Mishnah there says that they put the Evare Tamid Shal Shachar on the Ma'ariv, on the western side. So the Ravid says that it's a machlekes tanoim, that the Tana of the Mishnah in Shkolim held that the Evari Tamid were put in the Mizrach, and the Tana of the Mishnah in Tamid held that they were put in the Ma'ariv. However, the Rosh, the Rav and Mishnayis, and the Tosfos Yom Tov, they all explain Rashi, that Rashi agrees to Tosfos, that when on a regular day that there was only a Tamid Shal Shachar, so they put the Evarim in the Ma'ariv on the western side. It was Klapi the Shechina. We wanted the Evarim to be closer to the Heichal, closer to the Shechina. And that's the Pshat in the Mishnah in Tamid, why it was on the western side. However, the Mishnah in Shkolim, which is talking about when there was also a Karban Musaf, which is a Chayves HaYoyim, the Yom Tiv is causes that we have to bring a Karba Musaf, which is a Chashivas for the Musaf. So then we put the Musaf in the Ma'ariv closer to the Shekhinah, and we push the Tamid to the Mizrach. So it comes out, according to the Rosh, the Rav, and Tosfos Yom Tiv, that when the Tamid is by itself, everybody agrees, Rashi and Tosfos both agree, that they would put the Tamid, the Evari Tamid in the Ma'ariv, on the western side of the ramp. Only when they would bring a Karba Musaf as well, together with the Tamid, then we have a Machlekes. Taisus holds that the Tamid Shal Shachar still retains its spat in the Ma'ariv, and we put the Musaf in the Mizrach, and Rashi holds that because the Musaf is a Chayves Hayayim, so we give it the Chashivas and we put it in the Ma'ariv, and the Tamid Shal Shachar we move to the Mizrach. It comes out that when the Tamid Shal Shachar is by itself, everybody agrees that they would put it in the Ma'ariv on the western part of the Kevesh. And the Rishonim and Achronim discuss why did we put it on the Ma'ariv side dafka. The Mefarish in Tamid explains that since the Ma'arocha on top of the Mizbeach was on the eastern half of the Mizbeach, it was on the Mizrach side, that's where the Ma'arocha, where they burnt the Evari Tamid was, and the Kehanim would have to walk up the Mizrach, the eastern side, to put it into the Ma'arocha, to throw it into the Ma'arocha. So therefore we put the Evarim on the west in order that the Mizrach should be open, in order it should be clear, to a clear passageway for the Kehanim to walk up the Mizbeach. Rav Yaakov Emdin, in his Sefer Lechem Shamayim, and the Mikdash David at the end of Simin Tes, they ask on this Pshat of the Mefarish, that we know the Mishnah says that when there was a Karban Musaf, they put the Evarim on the Mizrach side of the ramp. So how did they do that? According to the Mefarish, how were the Kehanim able to get up to the Ma'arocha? El al Karchach, they say, it must be that you could go around the Evarim. So that's not a good enough reason why they would put the Evari Tamid in the Ma'ariv. The Ravid in Tamid and the Rosh in Tamid as well, they answer that the reason why we put it in the Ma'ariv is because we want the Evarim to be Lifnei Hashem. The Ravid is Ma'isif, that they should be able to walk up the Ma'ariv of the Kevesh, they should be able to walk up the western part of the Kevesh, Lifnei Hashem, and to go up to the Mizbeach. The Mikdash David asks on the Ravid, it's a Mishnah Mefureshes in Yuma that says that every day, Kehanim Oilim b'Mizrachi Shel Kevesh, v'yardim b'Ma'arovai, that the Kehanim would go up the eastern side of the ramp and walk down the western side. So how could the Ravid say that we put it on the west to put it Lifnei Hashem, and this way the Kehanim could walk up the Ma'ariv, if there's a Mishnah Mefureshes that they would walk up the Mizrach? L'chairo, we can answer the Ravid that Rashi in Yuma explains the reason why the Kehanim were Oilim b'Mizrach and Yardim b'Ma'ariv was because we know that the Kehanim always would have to make a right. Kol pina shata pina lo yuhu el darchimin. And the Mizrach side was closer to the right. So we wanted the Kehanim not to have to walk on the Mizbeach unnecessarily. If they would walk up the Ma'ariv side and then they would make a right, they would have to walk the whole width of the Kevesh for no reason before they came to the first corner on the Dreimis Mizrachis. And we don't want the Kehanim just walking on the Mizbeach for no reason. And therefore, we told the Kehanim every day to go up the Mizrach side in order that when they make their right, that should be the closest place for them. They wouldn't have to walk on the Mizbeach for no reason. This is how Rashi explains the Mishnah, why the Kehanim were Oilim Mizrach. So according to this, it's very pashut. That's only dafka for Kehanim that are going on to the Mizbeach. And if they're going to have to make a sivuv around the Mizbeach, they're going to have to go around the Mizbeach, so they have to go on the Mizrach side, because that's the closest to the right, when they're going to reach the top of the Mizbeach, when they're going to start going around the Mizbeach, that's going to be the closest to where they're going to have to go. However, over here where the Kehanim are just going up the Kevesh, and they're just throwing the Evarim onto the Ma'arocha, even though the Ma'arocha was on the east side, but it was close to the middle, it was right in the middle, it reached the midpoint of the Mizbeach, and therefore, it's not a problem if the Kehanim go up the Ma'ariv, because they're not being Mesayiv the Mizbeach, they're not going around the Mizbeach, and therefore there's no problem of lack of covet to walk around the Mizbeach for no reason, and therefore it's not Shver on the Ravid from the Mishnah in Yuma. Al-Kopanim, that's the second reason the Rosh and the Ravid give why they put the Evarim on the west, so that the Evarim could be Lifnei Hashem, and they could walk up the Ma'ariv side. The Mikdash David, at the end of Simin Tes, he says a third reason why they put it on the Ma'ariv side. He explains very simply, because the Gemara in Yuma says that the tamid shel shachar, they needed to shecht keneged the zrichas shemesh, and so therefore they put the evarim of they shechted the carbon tamid shel shachar on the tzvaynis maravis, on the northwestern one of the tabais, close to the northwestern side of the mizbeach, and that's keneged hashemesh. Says the Mikdash David, the closest part, the closest walk that the Kohanim would have, they would walk around the western side of the Mizbeach, and they would come to Dreimis Maravis, and therefore to make it easier for the Kohanim, we said they could put it on the western side of the ramp, because that would be less walking for them, that would be the closest spot to where they shechted the carbon. The Mikdash David brings a raya to himself, because the Gemara, our Gemara's girsa is Evare Tamid Shal Shachar Nitanim B'mayriv. The Evarim of the Tamid Shal Shachar, it's mashma that the Tamid Shal Ben Ha'abayim, which also had to be in the rays of the sun, and it was shechted on the Mizrachis, the Tzvaynis Mizrachis of the Mizbeach, the other side, not Mayriv, rather Mizrach, and therefore the closest part of the closest part of the Kevesh to the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim would be the Mizrach part of the Kevesh. Says the Mikdash David, it's very meduyik why the Mishnah says why the Argamar is Garis Evari Tamid Shal Shachar, because the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim would Enechanami be put on the Mizrach side. However, the Minchas Mordechai, the Pirish on the Mikdash David, explains that according to the Gvura Sari, there's no diak at all. The Gvura Sari says a big chiddush. He says that by the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, they didn't make any rest stop going on to the Maracha. They took the Evari Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, and right when they took it from the person that was Menateach the Evarim, they went straight up to the Maracha and put it in. The Gvura Sari explains, because the whole reason why we stopped by the Tamid Shal Shachar was in order for the Kohanim to read Kriya Shema and to be Mespalel, and that was only by the Tamid Shal Shachar where it was the Zman Kriya Shema, the Zman Tefillah. However, by the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, it wasn't the Zman Kriya Shema, so they didn't have to take a rest in the middle to go up to the Mizbeach, and therefore they went straight up to the Mizbeach, and that's why, according to the Gvura Sari, our Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says Evari Tamid Shal Shachar, because in Echanami the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, you didn't even stop on the ramp at all, and therefore the Mikdash David has no raya. Agav, the Achrayim ask on the Gvura Sari that according to the Gvura Sari that the whole reason why they stopped on the Kevesh was in order to say Kriya Shema and to daven. So too by the Karban Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, also they wouldn't need to put it on the ramp before they took it on from Mizbeach, because they didn't need to read Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah says that by the Mitzafim, they did put it on the Kevesh. This is a kasha that they ask on the Shita of the Gvura Sari. The fourth reason we have why they put it on the Ma'ariv side, why they put the Evarim on the Ma'ariv, is from Rav Yaakov Emden in Sefer Lechem Shemayim. He asks many kashas on all the terutzim that we previously gave from the Rishayim. And he says a chiddush nifla. He says an unbelievable chiddush. And he says, Zedavar barur she'en laimer b'inyan acher. And the Rav Yaakov Emden says, the reason why they put the Evarim on the Ma'ariv side is because we know the Gemara in Zvachim on the Samach Beis on the Beis says that there was a little avir bein kevesh l'mizbeach. The kevesh going up to the mizbeach did not go flush against the mizbeach. There was a little air space between the ramp and the mizbeach, because the Gemara makes a hekish between basar and dam. V'asisa adleisecha habasar v'hadam. The Gemara says just like dam, you throw it onto the mizbeach, and avir karka mafsikoi, the airspace of the ground is mafsik between where you throw it, between the kohen that's standing, that's being zarek the dam, onto, between that and the mizbeach. So too, by the basar, you need to be zarek it, and you need avir karka mafsikai. You need that it should pass over the airspace of the ground that's separating from the kohen that's throwing the basar until it goes into the maracha. And so the Gemara learns out from here that the way the Kohanim would put the Evarim onto the Ma'aracha, they wouldn't go up onto the Mizbeach and put the Evarim into the Ma'aracha. They would stand on the Kevesh and throw it over the airspace that's between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, and that's the way it would go into the Ma'aracha. Taisus in Zvachim over there explains that it didn't mamish pass over the Avir Karka. The airspace that was between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach was not airspace that passed over Karka. Because we know that the Kevesh passed over the Soivev before it got to the Mizbeach. And therefore the Soivev, if you looked down in between the Avir of the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, it was the Avir, you would see the Soivev, because the Soivev was jutted out in Amma, and the Kevesh passed over the Soivev closer to the Mizbeach, and therefore says Taisus that the Gemara is lav davka. The Gemara doesn't mean avir karka mafsika, that you need to throw it over the airspace, over karka. Rather, there has to be some airspace, as long as it's not straight onto the Mizbeach, as long as you're not standing on the Mizbeach. Rav Yaakov Emden says that from the Gemara and Rashi, it's not mashma this, it's very shver, because the Gemara's lashon is madam avir karka mafsikoi. You need avir karka. And Rashi says that the hafsakas avir ritzba ba'inon, you need hafsakas avir of the floor. According to Tosfos, it's not passing over any part of the karka, it's passing over the airspace of the saiviv. Says Rav Yaakov Emden that really it's a Gemara mifureshes. In the Gemara earlier in Sukkah, on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaydak says, Lul katan haya bin kevesh l'mizbeach b'ma'aravai. Explains of Yaakov Emden that there was an airspace, a lul, like a little skylight, a big gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach on the western side. Rashi explains that this lul was like an aruba, on a skylight. Says of Yaakov Emden, the reason why they had this big lul, this big skylight, this big gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach and the Ma'ariv side, is for this reason, for the Gemara in Zvachim and Afsamach Beis, that the gap had to pass out over, past the Soivev, in order that when the Kehanim would throw the Evarim, they would throw it over the Avir Karka, not only over the Avir Soivev. And so Mimela says the Rav Yaakov Emden, unbelievable, that's why they needed to put the Evarim on the western side of the Kevesh, because the lul, this skylight, was on the western side, like the Gemara in Sukkah says in the Afmem Tes. And therefore they would have to take the Evarim on the up the western side of the ramp, throw it over this lul, throw it over this gap that was in the Kevesh, and throw from there onto the Ma'aracha, and you'd be Mekayim this din to be Zayrikid above the Avir Karka. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, even though the Ma'aracha on the Mizbeach was on the eastern side, but it was on the eastern side and came all the way up to the middle of the Mizbeach, and they would throw it at an angle from the western side to the eastern side over this gap in order to reach in the Ma'aracha. And says Rav Yaakov Emden, the reason why we put the Evarim of the Musaf in the Mizrach side is in order that they should that the Kehanim should remember to be Makdir the Tamid first. That would be the first one to be Makdir. But in Echnami, even the Evarim of the Musaf, they would have to bring it to the western side in order to be Makdir it and throw it over this low. To summarize, we have four Perushim why they put the Evarim of the Tamid on the western side of the Kevesh. The Mefarish in Talmud explains, in order that the Mizrach side of the Kevesh should be open and clear to go up to the Mizbeach. The Ravid and the Rosh explain, in order that the Evarim should be Lefnei Hashem, and the Ma'ariv is in front of the Heichal. The Mikdash David explains that the Ma'ariv side was closest to the Makam Shechita. And Rav Yaakov Emden explains that they needed to go up the Ma'ariv side in order to be Mekayim the Chiyuv, to be Zayrek, the Evarim over the Avir Karka. Finally, the end of the Mishnah explains, the Evarim of the Reish Chodesh were put Tachas Karkaiv HaMizbeach Ulamata. That's the Girsa of Rashi. Taisus is Goyres, Vishal Rashi Chodashim Nitanin Al Karkaiv HaMizbeach Ulamayla. According to Rashi, Rashi explains Tachas Karkaiv HaMizbeach Ulamata. The Karka is referring to the Soivev. Rashi says the Evarim of the Reish Chodesh were put a little bit under the Soivev, but on the upper half of the Kevesh, in order to be Medea Shaleda Shehukva Reish Chodesh Bizmanoi. They would put it on the top half of the Kevesh, a little bit under the Karkaiv, because the midpoint of the Kevesh went up to 9 Amos, to the top of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 9 Amos, and the Kronis were an extra Amma, making the entire Mizbeach 10, but the Kevesh went up 9 Amos, so the midpoint of the Mizbeach was 4.5 Amos high. The Soivev was 6 Amos high off the ground, and therefore Rashi says the Evarim of the Reish Chodesh were Tachas Karkaiv HaMizbeach Ulamata, a little bit under the Soivev, but on the upper half of the Kevesh. The Rav and the Tiferes Yisrael, their Gerus like Tosis Gersa, Al Karkoiv Hamizbeach Ulemaila. And they explain that they would put the Ivarim Al Karkoiv Hamizbeach on top of the Saivev. They would take the Ivari Resh Chedesh and put them on the Saivev. That's the second pshat. The third pshat is the pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam has the same Gersa as Tosis, Al Karkoiv Hamizbeach Ulemaila. But the Rambam explains that the Karkoiv is referring to the Makim Hiluch Ragle Kehanim on the top of the Mizbeach. Alpi, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi explains that this is what the Karkoiv was, the place on the Mizbeach that the Kehanim walked. And therefore the Rambam says they put the Evar Resh Chedesh on the top of the Mizbeach, where the Kehanim used to walk. The Mishnah Lamelech, the Emek Sukkos, Rav Yaakov Emden, they all ask on the Rambam that according to the Rambam, you're not Mekayim the din that we spoke about from Zvachim Daf Samach Beis, that you have to throw the Evarim over Avir Karka, because you're already on Mizbeach. So the Emek Sukkos says two terutzim. Either the Rambam would have to hold that after they put it on the Mizbeach, they would have to bring it back down to the Kevesh and then throw it onto the Mizbeach, which the Rav Yaakov Emden says is a very shver teretz. Or says the Emek Sukkos that in the Chanami, this din, l'haydiya, shehukva resh chedesh bizmanoi, was so important that it was daicha this din, even though it's a din d'oraisa, to throw it above avir karka. But since it's not me'akev the karbon, it was daicha this din, this l'chadchila the gedin of throwing it above avir karka. Also a big chedush. But he says the same way that we said on nun dalin amibayis, that in order, l'haydiya, shehukva resh chedesh bizmanoi, they would say the shir of resh chedesh, and it would be daicha the shir of Shabbos, even though Shabbos should really push away Resh Chodesh because of the din of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. And we see, even though there's a din d'oraisa of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, this din leida shehuk v'Resh Chodesh v'zmanoi pushed off that din. So maybe it pushed off this halacha also. To summarize, we have two girsais in the din of where they put the Evar Resh Chodesh and three pirushim. Rashi is gares tachas karkev hamizbeach ulemata. Rashi says that they used to put it on the kevesh, on the bottom, on the top half of the kevesh, right below the saiviv. Tosis is girsa al karkev hamizbeach ulemaila. We have two pshatim. Either according to the Rav and the Tiferes Yisrael, they would put the Evar Resh Chodesh on top of the Saiviv, or according to the Rambam, they would put the Evar Resh Chodesh on top of the Mizbeach, with Makim Hiluch Ragli Kehanim. The Gemara Vayter brings a Braisa as a Pircha on Rav Acha Bar Chanina, who holds that when there were two Musafim, they sang a Shira for each Musaf, and they blew separate Tekiyas. Asks a Pircha from the Braisa that says, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, what Shira would the Levim say? So we need to understand this special shira that they would sing by the Karban Musaf. Was this specific for the Karban Musaf, or also for the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? Or did the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim keep the regular shira of a weekday, and only the shira of a Karban Musaf was saying special? Rashi says, Bashir Hamusafin. So the Turei Evin and the Minchas Chinuch, the Medayik from Rashi, that Davka, the Shir, by the Karma Musaf, was a special Shira for Yom Tov, but by the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, was the regular Shir Shel Chol. And they both ask that it sounds like from the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah, but Feirish not like this. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Haflamin Omer Beis, says that on Resh Chodesh Tishrei, which would be Rosh Hashanah, they weren't mekabel edim to be mekadesh the chaydesh min hamincha ulemaila. What's the reason? Because one time nishtahu edim milavai, one time the edim to be mekadesh resh chaydesh tishrei came late in the afternoon, and niskalkalu alavim b'shir, the levim, when they were singing the shira on the tamid shel bein harbayim, they didn't know what to say. Some say they sang the shira of chayil, some say they didn't sing the shira at all, and then the edim came. So they came out of Kilkel. So the Gemara says, therefore they were in Mekabel Edim and Amin Cholamayla. We see from here that by Tamid Shel Bein HaAbayim, there was a special Shira for Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi over there in Rosh Hashanah explains, why didn't we have the same problem by the Tamid Shel Shachar, by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, they wouldn't know what to sing when the Eidim would come, either if they would come before the Tamid Shel Shachar or after. Says Rashi, since most of the years Eidim wouldn't come until after the Tamid Shel Shachar, so therefore they weren't misaking a special shira for the Tamid Shel Shachar on Rosh Hashanah. Rather, they sang the shira of Chol. It's Masha from Rashi that Dafka on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah was the first day of the month, and they by the Tamid Shel Shachar, they wouldn't know if the Eidim would come or not. Usually they didn't come by the Tamid Shel Shachar. And therefore the Chacham were misakin, special by Rosh Hashanah, that on the Tamid Shel Shachar, they should sing the Shira of Chol. Mashma, that all other Yom Tovim, that it was Vada Yom Tov, it was in the middle of the month, so by the Tamid Shel Shachar, they knew what day it was, they knew that it was Yom Tov. It sounds like a Mefurisha Rashi, that they would have a special Shira of Yom Tov. They wouldn't sing the regular Shira. So the Achrenim asks that it's a stira to the Rashi in Sukkah. So we have a big machlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Turei of Evan how to answer this kasha. The Minchas Chinuch says that Avada, the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah is the Iker, that on Yom Tovim there was a special Shira, and they sang that Shira by the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arvayim. Only the Gemara in Sukkah by us is talking about Chol HaMoed, and on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't the Yom Tov, so therefore they sang a special Shira only by the Korban Musaf, but not by the Tumidim. However, the Turei Evan says not like this. He says that Rashi by us is the Iker, that the only time that they would sing a special Shira on Yom Tovim were by the Korban Musaf. And however, the Rashi over there in Rosh Hashanah was special. Rosh Hashanah was special that by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, they sang a special Shira that talked about Matan Torah, to be Mazkir, there's a Chus of Kabbalah HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, special by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, they sang a special Shira. And Rashi over there is answering, why weren't they misakin this special Shira by the Tamid Shel Shachar as well? But Avada by the other Yom Tovim, that we didn't have this special reason to be mazgir any special zechus, so by the other Yom Tovim, there was only a special shira by the Korban Musaf, but not by the Tamidim. So to summarize, we have a very important machlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Turei Evan. The Minchas Chinuch holds, by every Yom Tov, this special shira that they would sing for all the Korbanos Hayayim, bein l'tamidim, bein l'musafin. Besides for Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, that they would only sing the special Shira by the Korban Musaf. On the other hand, the Turei Evan argues and he holds that only on Rosh Hashanah Bein HaArbayim there's a special Shira to mention the Zechus HaTorah for Klal Yisrael, but by all other Yamim Tovim, the only time they sang the special Shira was for the Korban Musaf, but by the Tamidim there was no special Shira. The Gemara says, B'sheni Mahayu Aymrim, what did they say on the second day of Chol HaMoed? Ulurasha Amr Elikim. They said this Mizmar Ulurasha Amr Elikim. Rashi explains that in the Mizmar there were a few topics. Number one, it's Teichacha and Musar to Klal Yisrael. When they come to the Beis HaMikdash, they should come and do tshuva. And also it says in the Mizmar, Zaveach Lelikim Taida Vishalim Le'elia Nidarecha. Talks about paying back the Nidarim of the Karbanis because Chag HaSukkos is the third of the regalim going in order to be Iver on the Isra of Baal Ta'acher, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. And the Mizbar ends, Zeveach Tode Yichavdani Visham Derech Arenu. The Rebbe Meir Simcha, the Or Sameach, says, why do we mention in this Mizmar a few times the Karban Taida? And he explains, Al Pi the Gemara and Beya, Daf Yutas on the Beis. The Gemara says, "Eimei v'in Taida b'chag Hamatzah is mipnei Chametz Shabbat." We can't bring a Karban Taida on Pesach because of the 10 chalis that come with the Karban Taida that are Chametz. V'loy ba'atzeres, we can't bring the Karban Taida on Shavuos mipnei Shu Yomtiv because it's Yomtiv. According to the Manda Amar, Nedarim and Nedavos are not Karev on Yomtiv. Aval meivi adam es Taidasay b'chag Sukkos. Person can bring his Karban Taida on Chol HaMoed Sukkis, and therefore in this Mizmar, Rosh Amar Elikim mentions the Karban Taida a few times because the Yom Tov of Sukkis was this man that a person that people were able to bring the Karban Taida. The Gemara says, "Beshishi Mahayu Aymrim, Yimaitu Chol HaMoed Aretz." The sixth day of Chol HaMoed, they said the capital Yimaitu Chol HaMoed Aretz. Rashi says that they said this kapitel Hashem shekosavoy oni varash hatzdiku elu meisers. The kapitel talks about meisers, and Mitzoy Achad, Rashi says, was the time that people would be giving meisers. So it's divrei musar that they shouldn't chas hashem be geizel the matnes aniyim v'goyim klala la'olam. The Ritva says a different pshat why we read he might call most the aretz. Al pi the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the be'elef hashishi asid ha'olam le'icharev. The Ritva says because in the 6,000th year, the 6th millennium, the world is going to be destroyed. So therefore, we read on Chol HaMoed on the 6th day, you might do Chol Moed Aretz. The Mefarshim asks two kashas on the Ritva. First of all, the Gemara says that in the 6,000 years, the world's going to be, and in the 7,000th is going to be destroyed. Doesn't sound like in the 6,000th it's going to be destroyed. Rather, in the last 7,000 years, it will be destroyed. The second question the Imek Sukkah asks on the Ritva is what shaychus does this topic of that the world is going to be destroyed in the Elef HaShishi, what shaychus does that have to do with Chol HaMoed Sukkos? What's the purpose of us reading this kapitel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Tzarechi, and what's the pshat in the Ritva? The Gemara comes out that it's a Tiyuvta de Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that when we had two carbon musafs, we would only sing one shira, and we would only have one set of tekiyos. And the question is, when would we sing this shira? Rashi Divrei HaMaskal Amar Ravina says, "Va'omrim hashir la'achar shekarvu niskei shneihem." It's mashma from Rashi after they poured the nisach hayayin of both carbonis musaf. That's when they sing the shira that it should go on both of the nisachim. And this is how the Lakutei Halachos explains that they were menasich both nisachim of yayin for both carbonis, and then they would sing shira. The Rashash asks, we know the halacha is ein oimrim shira el al hayayin. So therefore, the halacha should be you should sing it while they are pouring the wine, and therefore he says we should be gairus a different girsa in Rashi, not ve oimrim hashir la'achar shekarvu niskei shneihem, rather ve gairim hashir la'achar shekarvu niskei shneihem. Meaning that they would pour the niskayayin, both nisachim, one after another, while they were singing the one shira, and they would complete the shira after they poured both nisachim, meaning that the shira would accompany both nisachim. And he says that's why the Torah said to be mayrich in the tekiyos on yamim tovim, when there are two musafim, to be mayrich in the tekiyos between the shira, because since there were two nisachim, We wanted to make sure that the shira would stretch out the whole time that we were pouring the nisachim. The Emek Sukkos explains, like the Rashash, that they would sing the shira while they were pouring the nisachim. But he explains a different pirush in Kavanas Rashi. He says when Rashi says la'achar shekarvu niskei shneihem, it's not going on the nisach hayayin, rather it's going on the minchas nisachim that they would bring together with each carbon. And Rashi explains that you shouldn't bring the minchas nesachim, the flour and the yayin consecutively with each carbon. Meaning, bring one carbon musaf, do the minchas nesachim of the seilas and then the yayin, and then do the other minchas nesachim and the other yayin of the other carbon. Because then you wouldn't be able to sing the shira on both. You wouldn't be able to sing the shira on both nisach hayayins together. Therefore, Rashi says after you brought both minchas nesachim of each of them, you were makdir the seilas that has to come with each of the karbanos. Afterwards, you would pour the nisach hayayin of each of them together, one after another, and you would sing the shira together with the nisach hayayin of both of them. The Gemara at the end of the Amud says, "Askan amimer bin harda de medalgi delugi." The Gemara explains that on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, in Chutz La'aretz, there are only 5 days Chol HaMoed. And in the Raisa, there are 6 days of Karbanos that we need to mention. And the first 2 days of Yom Tov, the Sfeik of the Yoyma, we couldn't mention the carbon of Chol HaMoed, of Yom HaSheni, because it would be a zilzul for Yom Tov to mention a carbon that would infer that it's a day of Chol. So how do we get in the 6 days of Yom Tov, of 6 days of Chol HaMoed into five of Karbanes into 5 days? So the Gemara has a machlekes Abaye and Rava, which one of the Karbanes we push off. But the Gemara comes out, "Askan amibir ben arda de medalgi delugi." Amemar was misaking that we should skip backwards, meaning each day we should say both karbanos of the Sfeik of the Yoimas. The first day of Chol Moed, we should say B'yayim HaSheni U'V'yayim HaShlishi, and so on and so forth. This is what the Gemara says we do by the Tefillah of Musaf. But when it comes to reading Kriyas HaTorah on Chol Moed Sukkis, there are many shittas what to do, because when it comes to laning, there are four aliyahs, and there are only 2 days of karbanos that are Sfeik of the Yoima. And so we have many shittas in the Rishonim. The 3 main shittas are Rashi, the Rif and the Rosh, and Tosfos. Rashi says that the Ikar Aliyah on Chol Moed is the 4th Aliyah. That's the Aliyah that we added extra for Chol Moed. And therefore Rashi says that that 4th Aliyah, the Oyla should read both days of Sfeik of the Yoima. And the other Aliyahs, Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, Rashi says that they could read really whatever they want. However, Rashi brings B'Shem Rabbeisav that Rishon and Sheni should say the Sfeik Ayayim. For example, the first day of Chol Hamoed, the first Aliyah, the Kohen, should read Uviyayim HaSheni. The second Aliyah should read Uviyayim HaShlishi, because those are the 2 days that were Mesupagon. And the third Aliyah of the Yisrael, according to Rabbeisav, he should read the next day. He should read the next day after the day that's not even a Sfeik of the Yoima. He should read over Yoima Revi'i. And the last Oyla of the Revi'i, which is the most Chashuv, should be Chayzer V'Kare Sfeik HaYoim. He should read again over Yoima Sheni V'Yoima Shlishi. Says Rashi, what about on Hoshana Rabbah that we can't read the next day? We can't read by Yoima Shmini because Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'Fnei Atzmai and would be a stira to the Kriya that we're leaning today. So Rashi Megillah writes that on Hoshana Rabbah we back up a day. The Rishon starts B'Yoim HaChamishi, which is one of the days we're not even Mesupik in. Sheni B'Yoim HaShishi, Shlishi B'Yoim HaShvi'i, and the Revi repeats B'Yoim HaShishi U'B'Yoim HaShvi'i. This is Shittas Rashi, and this is how the Ramah Paskins in Simon Tofresh Samach Gimel, and so is the Minog Ashkenaz. The Rif and the Rosh, they agree to Rashi that the Ikar Aliyah is Revi'i, and that the Revi'i is Kare the 2 days of Sfeik of the Yoima. They're also made to Rashi that the Rishon and the Sheni, they each read one of the days of Sfeik of the Yoima. They just argue on Rashi that the third Oyla doesn't read the next day. They don't know that it's proper to read the day of a karbon that's not shayach for that day. Rather, the shlishi reads over what the second person read. For example, the first day of Chol Moed, the first person says V'yayim HaSheni, second Oyla says V'yayim HaShlishi, the third Oyla says again V'yayim HaShlishi, and the fourth Oyla says V'yayim HaSheni V'yayim HaShlishi. Tosfos in Dibrei Maskil Askin HaMeimer is Chaylik, and he holds that there is no adifus in the fourth aliyah. Adarabba, the first aliyahs are more chashuv than the Revi. And therefore Tosfos explains that the Rishon and the Sheni say the same aliyah as the Shlishi and the Revi. The Rishon and the Sheni, each one says one of the days of Sfeik of the Yoima, and then the Shlishi and Revi repeat what the Rishon and Sheni said. So for example, the first day of Chol Moed, the first Oyla says V'yayim HaSheni, the second Oyla says V'yayim HaShlishi, the third Oyla repeats V'yayim HaSheni, and the fourth Oyla repeats V'yayim HaShlishi. The Mishnah on the top of Nun Hei Amud Beis talks about how they split up the karbanos of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Because we know that by the Regalim, all the Mishmaris used to come up to do the Avodah, and they were all equal in doing the Avodah of the karbanos of that Yom Tov. By the other regalim, by Pesach and Shavuos, that there were not enough karbanos musaf for all the mishmaris, everybody agrees that they, in order the way they split the karbanos, they made it pious, they made lats. However, by Sukkos, that each day had enough karbanos of the chag for all mishmaris, there's a big machlekes rishonim how they split up the karbanos. The shita of Rashi is that on Sukkos there was no pious whatsoever. Rather, they went according to the Seder of the Mishmaris that their order is spelled out in Divrei Hayomim, Yehayariv, and then Yedaya, and so on and so forth. Rashi's svara is that since anyway there are enough karbanos each day for each Mishmar, even though one mishmar is going to bring more parim than the other mishmaris, there are going to be two mishmaris that only get to be makiv a par twice. All the other mishmaris get a third par over sukkahs. Still, for this reason alone, it's not enough of a reason to be misakin a pious, because lemaisa each day, what a mishmar is going to be able to be makiv a karbon. And that it says in the Mishnah, Bishmini chazu lepayis kivar regalim, they returned to the pious like regalim, that refers to the other regalim, like Pesach and Shavuos, that they made a pious. And similarly on Shmini Atzeres, since there weren't enough karbanis on Shmini Atzeres for all the mishmaris, so therefore they had to make a pious, just like the other regalim. But on Sukkot, there was no pious. This is the Shita of Rashi, the Ran, Tosfos Reed, and other Rishonim. The Ramban on Daf Mem Ches argues, he asks many kashas on Rashi. Firstly, the two mishmaris that were only zeicha and the par twice, they would never agree that they should just go in the order of the mishmaris and not do a pious. He says, we know that even for Trumas Hadeshen, which was a zechus of a mitzvah, and there were still fights who should get the Trumas Hadeshen, certainly Hanoas Mamon for the Kayin to get the order of the par, certainly there would be a fights about it, and they would have to make a pious. Secondly, he says the Gemara Daf Mem Chesam Aleph says that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmai, and the Gemara lists there are six things that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmai. The numanic is Pezer Keshev, and the Gemara says what's pay is a pious, that Shmini Atzeres had a pious b'fnei atzmai. It's Masha from the Lashon Pais Bifnei Atzmai, says the Ramban, that all the rest of the days there was one Pais, and Shmini Atzeres had a Pais Bifnei Atzmai. Thirdly, the Ramban asks that if there was no Pais on Sukkot, why didn't the Mishnah say that there was no Pais? The Mishnah shouldn't have left out such an important fact. Therefore, explains the Ramban that they would make a Pais on Sukkot, they would make one Pais the first day of Yom Tiv, that all the Rashi Mishmaris would gather in a circle. Whoever would win the pious, they would start from him, and they would go to the right. Meaning, the first day, the one who won the pious would get the first par, the next 12 would get the rest of the parim, then the two would get the elim, the next one would get the sayer, and after that they would split the kvasim. The second day, the 14th mishmar, that was the 14th in the row, in the circle, they would start with the parim, and so on and so forth. So according to the Ramban, the entire Sukkot, they made one pious, and then they continued, according to the Seder, that they were standing in the circle for the rest of the Yom Tov. The Ritva is a third Shita. He also holds, like the Ramban, that they split up the Karbanis with a pious, but he has a little variation from the Ramban, how they made the pious for the Parim. He says that they made a pious, number one, from who would get the parim, and then they made a second pious in what order they would be makriv the parim. But he has a big shinoi in the rest of the karbanis. The Ritva holds that the rest of the karbanis, besides for the parim, the elim, the sayer, and the kvasim, every single day they would make a new pious who would get which karbanis. And therefore it could be that one mishmar, the days that he wasn't bringing the par, all the other days he could have been zeiche in the elim, or he could have been zeicha each day in the kvasim. The other animals were not kefi the seder of the first day. Like his mashma in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Misha hikriv parim hayoim lo yakriv l'machar. It sounds like only the parim went around in circles. So to summarize, we have three basic shitas yishanim in how they split up the karbanis on Sukkot. Rashi says there was no pious at all on Sukkot. And this that the Gemara says, Pezer Keshev, that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmai because it has a pious b'fnei atzmai. That means, according to Rashi, that Shmini Atzeres had a pious and the rest of Sukkot didn't have a pious. However, the Ramban and the Ritva, they hold that even the first days of Sukkot, there was a pious to split up the karbanos. Only on Shmini Atzeres, there was a pious b'fnei atzmai. They started a fresh start. And the Ritva and the Ramban, they only argue exactly how they set up the piyasais, but in the general way that they split it up, They both agree that they did a pious, unlike Rashi, that says they just went in the order of the Mishmaris. We will end this year with the last sugya before the Mishnah, the sugya of the Pari Achag. The Aruch Liner asks, why dafka by the Pari Achag does the Gemara ask, Hani Parim Keneged Mi? We don't find the Gemara asks this question by any other Karbanos of the other Yom Tovim. The Aruch Liner answers that the Pari Achag are different than all other Karbanos, that they are Mismait V'Hoylech. Each day they get less and less. And because of this Shinoi, the Gemara asks, Keneged Mi? Why? Who is this? Who is this a simon for, that it's getting less and less? The Gemara answers, Keneged Umas Ha'olam, that the Medrash says that the Umas Ha'olam are Mismayit V'holchim, they get less and less. So Keneged that, the Pari Achag, each day, get less and less. The question that the Mepharshim asks, why do we bring these Karbanos for the Umas Dafka on Sukkos? Why are we bringing a simon for the Umas Dafka on Sukkos? Why are we bringing a kapara for the Umas on Sukkos? So the Aruch Liner says, Alpi the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara says that there are three keys that Hashem didn't give over to Ashliach. One of them is the Mafteach of Geshamim. Therefore, says the Aruch Liner, on Pesach and Atzeres, that the world is Nidain, Alperi Sa'ila and Alperi Sa'aretz, and those judgments are Biyad the Sar of the Ummah. And therefore, they're going to get what they need, whether they're zeicha, whether they're not zeicha. However, geshamim that comes davka through Hashem. So therefore, the Ummah Yisraelim need to be mechaper, need to be mefayis, and be meratza Kadosh Baruch Hu with karbanos. And therefore, davka and sukkis, we need to bring karbanos for the Ummah Yisraelim. The Melech Shlema brings b'shem the sefer chein toiv, a different pirush. We know that la'asid lavai, the Ummah are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch with a taina. They're going to say, if you were kafa aleinu ahar, if you were kafa anas ahar kegigas, we would also be mekabel the Torah. And Hashem is going to give them one mitzvah, an easy mitzvah, the mitzvah of sukkah, and Hashem is going to be maitzi chama bin artika, and they're going to go out of the sukkah, and they're going to be bayit in the sukkah. And so Hashem is going to see that, and he's going to be mechala the gayim. He's going to finish off the Ummah Yisraelim. And therefore, Davka and the Chag HaSukkos, that this Yom Tov is going to cause the downfall of the Ummah Yisraelim. So therefore, Remirameis, Davka and Sukkos, in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Remirameis, how the Ummah Yisraelim are mismayit v'hoylech. We see in Davar Nifla, in the Gra, on Mesach HaSukkah, he says that by the Karbanos of Sukkos, there's a little Shinoi in the Karbanos. The first and second day, and the fourth day of the Karbanos, it says, Seir Izim Echad Chatos. On the third, fifth, sixth, and seventh, it just says, Seir Echad Chatos. It doesn't say, Seir Izim Echad Chatos. The Gaon says, what's the difference? Why by 3 days it says, Seir Izim Echad Chatos, and by the other 4 days it says, Seir Echad Chatos? The Gaon explained, Alpi the Zayar. The Zayar says that the Iker of the 70 nations is Esav and Yishmael. And the rest of the Ummah Sa'ilam are Yainik, they get their Kaychas from Esav and Yishmael. There's another Zayar that says, and this is brought down in the Sifrei Mekubalim, that Seir Izim is a remez to Yishmael, and Seir is a remez to Esav. So therefore, there says the Gaon, the Psukim are written B'dikta Gadol. The first, second, and fourth day equal 35. The parim that we bring on those days are 35. The first day has 13, the second day has 12, and the fourth day has 10, equaling 35. Those are the 35 nations of Yishmael, and the Ummah that are Yainik from Yishmael. Therefore it says Seir Izim. The other days also equal 35. Those are connected to Ummah Yisraelam of Esav, and therefore it says by them Seir Echad Chatos. It's a nifla how each word of the Torah is written b'diktok u'b'kavana gedayla. The Ur Sameach in Parashas Pinchas also says an amazing diuk. He notes that all the days of the Karbanos of the Yom Tov, after the Karbanos it says u'minchasam v'niskehem. Besides for the fourth day it says minchasam v'niskehem without a vav. And on Shmini Atzeres it also says minchasam v'niskehem without a vav. Explains the Ur Sameach al pi the Gemara Menachas Tavayin Gimel Rebbeis. The Rebbe Kiva holds that a guy can only bring a carbon oila, not any other karbanos, and not any other minachos. The only mincha that a glaze allowed to bring is a minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes together with the karbanos. And so therefore explains the Ohr Sameach that during Sukkos, the days of Sukkos, which are keneged the umay sa'olam, it says umin chasam, that the mincha is kasher, umin chasam, it's kasher to the karban. That's dafka, since you're bringing the mincha with the karban, that's why the umays are allowed to bring a mincha. However, by Shmini Atzeres, which is keneged Am Yisrael, it says min chasam, to teach us that they are able to bring a mincha even by itself. They can bring a mincha even if it's not coming beglav the karban. And also b'yayim revi'i, that we bring 10 parim, says the Ohr Sameach, those are keneged the 10 umays in Eretz Yisrael, which are made up of the Zayin Amimin, and also Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. And on these umays it says, Leisechaya kol neshama, that Klal Yisrael has to wipe them out. And since Klal Yisrael has to wipe them out, it's mutal on Klal Yisrael to bring their karban. And therefore also, since Klal Yisrael is bringing their karban, the chiyuv falls on their shoulders. It says, Min chasam without a vav, because Klal Yisrael can bring a mincha without a karban, can bring a mincha plain. The Ohr Sameach also asks, what shaychis do the Umay Yisraelim have to Pari Achag? We know that the Parim come for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. The Karbanis of Yom Tov come to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. What shaychis do the Umay Yisraelim have to the Avera of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? Answers the Ohr Sameach that it's barer that the Iker Mikdash Hashem is Klal Yisrael themselves. Like you know, Chazal Darshin v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham in them, doesn't say b'seichai, rather b'seicham, that Hashem dwells b'seich kol echad v'echad mi Yisrael. The ikr beis hamikdash is the nishmas Yisrael, and therefore the umays that are gayim tuma to Klal Yisrael through their ma'isim megunim, therefore they are very shayich to the avera of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and therefore they need the kapara of the karbanis achag.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.